As we've seen, the beginning of this week's parsha lists off all the various components of the Jewish people who are going to be entering into the Brit. Pasuk Tet mentions Ziknechem, Chitrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Pasuk Yud begins Tapchem, small children. The Mechilta asks, why are we bringing infants? And the Mechilta answers, Litein Sachar Lemivieihem, to give Sachar to those who bring them. And obviously the question is, why would they get Sachar for bringing infants who don't understand? The Mechilta continues and says, Ashrecha Avram Avinu. Lucky, happy is Avram, our ancestor, She'elazar ben Azariah Yotze Michal Atzecha. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who gave this pshat, is a descendant of his. What's so special about this pshat? We find the similar idea in Perek Lamed Aleph, later on, next week's parasha of Sefer Dvarim, which speaks about Hakel, the once in 7 year gathering of the Jewish people together to learn. And there too, it talks about how we gather the Anoshim, the Noshim, and the Taf. And again, the question comes up there. Why are the Taf gathered? In fact, there it specifies, Uvineyem asher lo yadu, yishmu v'lamdu liyiras Hashem. The children who don't know yet enough should come also to learn. And the question is why? Rashi says the same shot there, Lamabo, latei tzachar lemivieyem. The Gemara in Chagiga tells a story about how a number of Rabbanim went to visit Rabbi Yeshua, and he asked them what Chiddush there was that day in the Beis Medrash, and they quoted this din of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you bring the infants, kedei litein sachar lemivieihem, and he said, such a precious jewel you had, and you almost didn't tell me the pshat. What's so important about this vart? Why would you bring a child asher lo yada? We always say that chinuch is a katan hayodea l'naneh, we buy him a lulav. Hayodea lishmar tefillah, we buy him tefillin. These are bnei asher lo yadu. There are two pshatim that we find that I think are important. The first is the Yerushalmi in Yavama, which quotes the same Rebbe Yehoshua, who says that he remembers that his mother would take him in his crib to the Beit Knesset so that he would be connected to Torah on some level. Even before we can learn on the full intellectual level, being exposed to Torah, the beauty of the atmosphere of Torah has an impact. And this explains the connection to Avram Avinu, because Hashem chose Avram Bereishis Perek Yudchet because he would pass it on to Banav and Beiso Achor of the Derech Hashem, the Chinuch in Torah, which we begin at a young age. And we all know how we take small children to school and we put honey and candies on the letters to already impress upon them the sweetness, the beauty of Torah, even before they're ready to learn. The question, though, is why is there Sachar Tov Lemivieihem? So you can say because of the impact that they have on their children. Rav Yecheskel Weinfeld suggests a deeper pshat, which is, we too grow through the process of bringing young children who do not understand what they're being brought to the event. It reinforces to us our responsibility to educate the next generation. It creates this broader sense of Klal Yisrael getting together to learn Torah, to enter the Brit. We feel part of this bigger picture, and we feel our responsibility to pass on what we've received. This is a critical message when we enter into the period of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where we come together as a tzibur, to think about where we've come from and our responsibility to perpetuate it to future generations, even children who do not gain, at least ostensibly, from being there. We gain in reinforcing our sense of our responsibility to bring them.